East County's three-way cannabis divide, and La Mesa's AI dispatch debut. La Mesa Police this week activated an AI-powered voice assistant on its non-emergency line, 619-667-1400, developed by a company called Hyper. Police Chief Ray Sweeney says the system reduces wait times and allows human dispatchers to concentrate on actual emergencies. All 911 calls continue to route to trained human staff. The system supports multiple languages, operates around the clock, and records and transcribes all calls for quality review. The city's Civic Alert Post confirms the rollout was announced July 28th. The La Mesa deployment follows El Cajon's launch of its own AI dispatch system, called AVA, built by Aurelian A, on July 1st, with El Cajon claiming it was the first California city to deploy the technology. Two neighboring cities, two different vendors, 3 weeks apart. AVA supports English, Spanish, and Arabic, while Hyper's system emphasizes broad multilingual capability. Both implementations target the same operational problem, non-emergency call volume straining dispatcher capacity, but through different technical approaches, creating a rare real-world comparison of competing platforms. The same week La Mesa deployed new dispatch technology, its city council also moved to raise the cannabis business tax from 4% to 5%, a measure brought by council member Lauren Cazares. Even at 5%, La Mesa would remain well below the city of San Diego's 10% rate. The context matters. La Mesa has reached its zoning cap on dispensaries, with the 14th and final planned location under construction at University and 70th. The city is effectively optimizing revenue from a fixed retail footprint rather than expanding it. The contrast with neighboring cities illustrates a live policy experiment. Santee's four approved dispensary shops are only now opening for business, placing the city in an early launch phase. El Cajon, sharing borders with both, continues to prohibit cannabis dispensaries entirely. Three adjacent cities, three entirely different regulatory postures on the same industry, are producing outcomes that will be directly comparable over the next several years. Elsewhere in East County, Lemon Grove's new tenant protection ordinance, which narrows the definition of substantial remodel that landlords can cite as grounds for no-fault evictions, is scheduled for a final vote August 21st and would take effect September 20th if approved. The council also unanimously extended interim city manager Tony Winnie's contract for 6 months beginning July 26th. A carjacking arrest at the San Altos trolley station resulted in the booking of a suspect identified as Israel Sanchez on carjacking charges. And a Border Patrol K-9 was airlifted by helicopter to a La Mesa emergency veterinary clinic the night of July 26th. Border Patrol had not disclosed the nature of the dog's injury as of the most recent reporting. On the development front, the Finita Ranch 3,000-home project in Santee remains legally frozen after a state appellate court denied developer HomeFed's appeal. The fifth court rejection of the project since 1999, with a separate CEQA lawsuit filed in 2025 by the Center for Biological Diversity still active on a parallel track.